This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. O-Pill, the first oral contraceptive pill to be available without a prescription in the United States, has shipped to retailers nationwide. It'll be sold online and in the family planning aisle of drugstores, convenience stores, and supermarkets later this month. O-Pill is a daily progestin-only pill, meaning there's no estrogen in it. This kind of pill is sometimes called a mini-pill. O-Pill is not a new kind of birth control pill. The drug was originally approved for prescription use in 1973. This is the first birth control pill that's been approved for use without a prescription from a healthcare provider. Like many other oral contraceptives, O-Pill is 98% effective at preventing pregnancy. It should start to work 48 hours after taking the first dose. An FDA panel voted unanimously in favor of O-Pill's approval. Dr. Sarah Prager, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Washington School of Medicine, said, "The progestin-only pill has an extremely high safety profile, and virtually no one can have a health concern using a progestin-only pill." Major retailers will sell O-Pill where shoppers typically find condoms and pregnancy tests. It'll also be sold in online marketplaces and at the manufacturer's website, opill.com. A month's supply of O-Pill has a retail price of $19.99. It'll be a little cheaper to buy in bulk, with a three-month supply costing about $50. Bozeman City Commissioners voted Tuesday to approve a reduced severance payment to former city manager Jeff Mihalik in the wake of a viral leaked video showing Mihalik complaining about Mayor Terry Cunningham and calling Bozeman a city concerned with small town sh. The city of Bozeman will pay Mihalik more than $200,000 in salary and retirement pay. Mihalik's employment with the city ended on Tuesday as a result of the vote. After the vote, Deputy Mayor Joey Morrison said, "Costs associated with this are more than just the cost of severance. It's the cost of the distraction. It's the cost of the uncertainty. I feel pretty thankful to be able to try to put this behind us." Mihalik will be paid 8 months of severance pay, and 18% of his salary for 8 months will be deposited in a retirement fund. The 8 months of pay and retirement were negotiated down from 12 months in his contract. 8 months of Mihalik's salary is almost $172,000, and the retirement fund payment totals about $31,000. The City Commission voted during a special meeting on February 12th to approve a resolution asking Mihalik to resign. A few days later, Mihalik countered with an offer to resign if he got full severance pay. Under the approved agreement, the Commission will not pursue an ethics complaint against Mihalik. The video that spurred Mihalik's resignation and severance showed Mihalik talking to a senior city staffer in a one-on-one virtual meeting where Mihalik complained about Mayor Cunningham, a potential job opportunity in Austin, Texas, and about Deputy Mayor Joey Morrison. After the video was leaked and posted to social media, Mihalik issued a statement apologizing and went on paid leave. In a special meeting, several commissioners said the trust with Mihalik had been irreparably broken, and they voted unanimously to ask him to resign. The City of Bozeman is hiring dozens of short-term workers for the summer. The positions are full-time and part-time in several city departments. The short-term positions are for 90 days and include both 20 and 40-hour work weeks. The City of Bozeman has about 60 positions open for the summer. They include lifeguards for both the Swim Center and Bogart Pool, summer camp workers for the Parks Department, and workers for the Engineering Department doing inspections of city public works projects. The city is holding a hiring event on March 27th at the Story Mill Community Center from noon to 6 p.m. Managers for several departments will be there to accept applications and conduct on-the-spot interviews. The city will have onboarding in April, with the summer positions starting from mid-May to early June. Short-term summer pay starts at $21 an hour. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.